say she'd have to
clean up the house.
Okay. And what people would sweep with, you'd call that a...
We'd call it a broom.
And say if the broom was in a corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was... Where?
In a double jam?
Well, yeah, the door's open so you... The door sort of hiding the broom. You'd say that the broom was...
Well, what we do is say,
in relation to the door, the broom was...
Well, I would always say look behind the door.
Okay. And, say if you... You mentioned the steps you'd have from the porch to the ground to the porch. What if you had a two-story house? To get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have a... Would you call those steps if they were inside the house?
Yeah.
So steps.
We won't say stairs. What you talking about?
Which would you call it?
We'd call it steps.
Inside?
Yeah. That's like it is on this house that I showed you a while ago. We either had the front steps or back steps or the big house or the kitchen. Mm-hmm. We knew what we was talking about. Mm-hmm. We always referred to it as steps.
Mm-hmm. What about on a two-story house, though?
I'd consider it the same way. I never had any experience, but any time I look at it, that's steps.
Uh-huh. And, you say years ago on Monday, women usually did the...
Washing.
And on Tuesday?
I say ironing.
Okay. Is there anything you might call both washing and ironing together? Any one word you'd use for that?
Well, now I tell you what they would do. They'd say, I got to do my washing and ironing. Now that was one of the first things that they would do. On the weekends, you could go, somebody would come to visit, I could hear the conversation. Well, you'd hear the ladies talk. Says, tomorrow, I'm going to have to do my washing and ironing first before they do anything. So let's go fishing during the week. I just use that for anything. Mm-hmm. I've got to do my washing and ironing. But you can't do that in one day.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take all day to wash because they had to boil the clothes in this wash pot. They had to take them out and scrub them, hang them on the line, let them dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was always, with us now, it was a two-day affair or more. Because the lady wouldn't just get in when she got up on the bed, out of the bed on Tuesday morning and just iron all day. Although they would spend a lot of time, hours at a time ironing.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be a few pieces that would have to have special care, like different types of material. You'd have to starch them. You see what they'd do? They'd put them in this starch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have to dry. You'd have what you call your rough dry clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they didn't need any starch. And then you'd have your starch clothes. See, there was two irons, really.
Mm-hmm. What the... Now they say a bachelor, if he sent his shirts into town to get them clean, he'd send them into a...
Into a laundry?
Mm-hmm. How do you use that word laundry? Do you ever use laundry instead of washing and ironing?
No. I didn't know what a laundry was. I picked this up after I, got out and knew that they were such things as laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, we take our clothes to the laundry. We don't take them to have them washed and dried. Ironed. But then, it was either washing or ironing. We didn't know what laundry was.
Mm-hmm. Talking about porches again for a minute. Did you ever hear any different kinds of porches besides the one you mentioned, the
Paisa?
Paisa.
Well, I don't think so right now.
Did you ever hear of, a porch that went around more than one side of the house? Did you ever hear that called anything special?
No.
Okay. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Shut.
Huh?
Shut the door.
Okay. And,
not close it, but shut it then.
What would you say now?
Close it.